Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right, here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Desiree Linden won the 2018 Boston Marathon yesterday. The first American woman to win the race in 33 years.
Impressive.
She finished in 2 hours, 39 minutes, 54 seconds in weather that was just teeming rain, you know, strong winds, the coldest temperatures in 30 years.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That certainly made the race that much more challenging. But she's a California native, and she was so excited, saying, "This is storybook stuff here after her historic finish." She said she got to Boston in 2007 and debuted as a nobody, and she just said it felt so good to win. So incidentally, though,
this finish is amazing.
Absolutely.
To me.
And this was her first major marathon victory too.
Wow.
What a way to, you know, what a start. So incidentally, she has a golden retriever named Boston.
Mm-hmm.
She had another one named Miles that she lost recently. So she's running is in her blood here.
Yeah, obviously.
And Sarah Sellers, another American who was running just the second marathon of her life, finished second.
Yeah, she definitely has the running bug. Then.
Exactly.
Because it
does. Running gene.
It happens.
You know, some people have it and some people just don't. And I do not.
Like
and
I
want to because I'll watch my friends that are runners and they're in such good shape and I want it. And I'll be like, I can do that. And then a week or two in, it's like, you know, I've got some injury and I feel awful.
Well, I survived the injuries, but I never got that.
And I don't enjoy it.
The runner's high.
The euphoria.
I have.
Exactly. When I finished the finish line, I said, "What am I doing?" I don't know.
Yeah.
It just affects people differently. But that really is.
Yeah, congratulations.
Good. Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
I listen all morning.
Oh, man, it was great.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:51. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. All right, I'm betting you guys already know the newest Kardashian's name, right?
East-West. East-West Kardashian.
No idea. I saw it last night. I wasn't
cloudy.
Sure when it came out, though.
But. Winter Kardashian.
True Thompson.
They truly are great at picking names.
You know what? I have to admit, I kind of like it. True Thompson. Anyway, the name has special meaning for the Kardashian family. Mm-hmm. In making the announcement, Kris Jenner said her grandfather's name on her dad's side was True Otis Houghton, and her dad's name was Robert True Houghton. So she was really excited that Khloe named her daughter True. I have to say, too, I like the name True better than the name North. So...
How about True North? Hey.
There you go. Maybe that's the next one.
I'm just going to call my next child Compass Buddha.
Well, a source close to Khloe also says the new mom is willing to forgive her baby daddy, Tristan Thompson, following all of those reports that he cheated on her throughout her pregnancy.
Come on.
And they say she wants to work it out with him.
Well, you know what? If it works, it works. But
they say she did the same with Lamar, that she's just willing to forgive massive indiscretions because she simply loves them.
Yeah, it's goofy. And we were talking when I was with my family in Detroit over the weekend. Like the NBA players, it's just this stream of them. Ever since Jordan and all of them, there's been tons of infidelity in that line of work. And it's just shocking that he's done this in the past and he now... I believe he left his other girlfriend while she was pregnant for Khloe, right?
Exactly.
And then he was, I mean, it's...
Well, he's got a good track record then.
Yeah, so he's consistent.
So some are saying, well, why would you think you would be any different, you know?
And maybe it is. Maybe it turned a new leaf.
Yeah. That's what she wants to do. It's your
business.
I
couldn't do it. Well, meanwhile, 54-year-old actor John Stamos and his new bride, Caitlin McHugh, are parents as well. Caitlin gave birth to their baby boy on Sunday night, and they named him Billy after John's father. John posted on Instagram, and I thought this was so cute. Hashtag, not just an uncle anymore.
How about
that? I get it, because Uncle Jesse.
Exactly.
And the Rippers.
Well, following her history-making set at Coachella over the weekend, Beyonce donates $25,000 to four historically black colleges and universities as part of a new scholarship program. Now, one student each from Xavier University of Louisiana, Wilberforce University, Tuskegee University, and Bethune-Cookman University will receive the money as part of the Homecoming Scholars Award program. Each university will select its own finalists and winner, with the winner set to be announced this summer. Now, last year, Beyonce's Bay Good initiative gave money to students studying creative arts, music, literature, or African American studies at several universities. So nice that she does that. Well, who's the new girl on Justin Theroux's arm?
Don't tell me.
You actually know?
Katy Perry.
Well, if he knows, no one else does. They say it's a mystery woman that he's been spotted out and about in New York with an unidentified woman. The two were out casually walking. Now, Theroux was also seen on the streets of Manhattan just a few weeks ago with Parks and Rec star Aubrey Plaza. But friends say Aubrey is still with her boyfriend, that she and Justin are just talking about a film project to work on together. So we still don't know who the mystery woman is, but I'm sure it won't be long. All right, are you guys ready for the birthday game?
Yeah, we're so great at this.
You guys are awesome.
We are fantastic.
Victoria Beckham is celebrating a birthday today.
Forty?
That's a good guess. She's definitely in her 40s. She was the, originally she was Older Spice, but she didn't like that, so they changed it to Posh.
She didn't like Older Spice?
I believe she's the oldest of the Spice. I believe she's the oldest of the Spice Girls. Okay. She is 46.
44.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll take
Rooney
that.
Mara.
Who?
And now you're
Rooney.
Rooney.
You know, you are Mara. Rooney my day is what you're doing when you do this. Who is Rooney? Who is that? Is that a Kardashian? Is that, that sounds like a Kardashian name. Rooney.
She's the younger sister of someone. I don't know what if that'll help you or not. Mara, M-A-R-A.
Okay, I got it. I know who she's the younger sister of, which doesn't help, really.
21. And when you tell me who it is, I still won't know who it is.
Yeah.
Mara. I thought I know, but I thought those were those twin
maybe,
girls that
I don't
were
know,
on Sister, Sister.
Maybe they pronounce it Mara, but... I don't know.
I like when we're way off. It's her fault. She's not pronouncing it. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
15.
33.
Oh, wow.
Younger sister of Kate Mara. She's an actor. She was in A Nightmare on Elm Street, The Social Network, and The Girl with a Dragon Tattoo.
I've seen all of those.
As well as Mary Magdalene. So she's been in a lot of movies.
Yeah, sounds
her name
like
just
it.
Doesn't, you know,
just not
completely
ringing a bell.
Ringing.
No.
And Jennifer Garner.
Ah.
I love her.
Mm.
She's very nice.
You know, you are, you know, I could just see you on
what?
You are like the awkward guy.
It was the funniest way that you said that.
She's Jack, very nice.
Yeah, I could just see you on a first date. I am having a swell time. Are you? This steak is very nice.
Don't want to come on too strong. It's very nice. But
hey, don't show her your vast vocabulary either.
40.
45.
And she would like you, Jack, because she's 46.
All right. Very nice.
Need life advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
Okay, I got one for you, Siri. Siri, why is it when I get home from work, I'm just so unproductive?
You are unproductive when you get home because you are tired, and it is so much easier just to lay on the couch and do nothing, rather than actually do any of the things that you had planned to do. When you are at work, all you can think of the things at home that you would rather be doing, and then as soon as you can do those things, they don't seem so appealing. In fact, the only reason you even fantasize about doing your laundry when you get off of work is because you hate your job so much that mundane tasks sound like fun.
Okay, I for one can say I've never fantasized about doing laundry.
Someone in this studio has.
Heaven help us.
Steve loves laundry. I don't know where that came from, but good for you.
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to siri@sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5, 743.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
I know that I've used it before, but it's been so long.
That's how many I have. You were asking me about Frank Zappa off the air. Yeah. I have 63 of his 111 albums.
You have 63 albums?
Gosh. Yeah, I only have 63.
That's just mind-boggling to me. We're getting off the
Yeah, I've ruined it.
We digress.
Yes.
But if you like to collect things, this is a really cool life hack.
You like to collect albums, evidently, but...
I like craft beer. There's no surprise there. And some of the labels are really neat. Mm-hmm. If they don't can it. So many brewers are going the canning method. But a buddy of mine said he's done this in the past. And this just sounds tedious. You have to soak the bottle, right, in warm water.
Yeah.
And then peel the label off real carefully. And then you can, like, put it on a piece of wood or something like that and hang that on your wall. It's almost like art, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you can't wait and you're impatient of that process, this may work, but it works for really sticky things as well. You know, like sometimes you buy new plates or something and they have the stickers on the bottom and it's just
a pain to peel.
Oh. So if you're having trouble removing anything that's kind of stuck on, mm-hmm. a decal, adhesive tape, even a bumper sticker, actually use a hair dryer for 1 to 2 minutes on it, and that helps pull it up. Now
that works all the time,
I don't know, Tracy, does that?
It heats it up. It heats the glue up, and boom.
Does that leave
right
it intact,
off.
Though?
Most of the time, it does.
That's what's good about it.
Yeah, that's a great life hack. I use that one all the time.
Because I would just use acetone and just rub it and just disintegrate the sticker.
I'm not going out and buying a hair dryer just for that reason, though.
Oh. You mean to tell me you don't have a hair dryer?
No, I really, I don't.
Seriously?
I don't have a hair dryer or an umbrella. Huh. Now, if you had asked me that in the 80s,
well, that explains why your hair looks like that.
Yeah. What are you going to do? I don't have time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I got no time to be drying my hair.
Oh, jeez. Okay. All right. Well, you know what? I didn't know about this life hack, and I'm going to try it next time. Do you ever have the string come out of a hoodie?
That's the worst.
Like,
no,
the whole string comes
out
of the hoodie.
I had to go in.
No, on the hood. You've never had a string come the whole way out?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I haven't. Mine went in, and I couldn't get to it.
Huh. Well, no, then you got to pull it out, and then it all comes
out.
And there you
have it.
You grab the other side.
Yeah, then you have pulled it all out.
Do you have a hoodie with one string hole? Like, what do you...
I've been in that situation where the string went in and I couldn't
get it out. Okay. Well, let's just say, like, the rest of us, the whole string came out.
All right, came out.
Gosh, darn it.
So how are you going to get it back in?
You know, all you do is take a straw and put mm-hmm. the end of the string inside it, mm-hmm. staple that, put one staple in it, and then pull the straw through the hood.
There it is.
Isn't that amazing? I've done the safety pick. You can do it with a safety pin, but it's not easy and it's not incredibly effective. But with a straw, man, you're just
back in
business in no time.
I don't have any straws either. Man, I'm just striking out today. Okay, so mine, shower head not working like it used to? Pretty simple. Pour some white vinegar in a plastic bag and secure it to the head with a rubber band or anything. Yeah, probably rubber band, because tape probably won't work. Then you run the shower just for a little bit, Good as new. There you are.
All right.
A little white vinegar. It's all you got to do.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 7:59, and time for Go Figure. Here's Steve.
You know, some people just should go through life not trying to do something that they just weren't intended to. And this is a case in point of such a situation. Okay. I'm talking about committing a robbery.
Yeah, see, no one should do that.
No.
And, you know, some people, we've seen movies, you know, like The Italian Job and Ocean's 13. Those people were good at it.
Leave it to the movies.
Right. Yes. And they make it look glamorous. And they did something that was remarkable, unlike this guy. 1:13 in the morning on a Friday. Nothing good happens after midnight.
1:13 in the morning.
Right. This guy decides to rob and break into a GameStop in Georgia. But he was smart enough to wear khakis and a black T-shirt, which I guess is, I mean, that can, I mean, I own khakis and I own a black T-shirt. So, I mean, it could be anyone. And he went as far. No, he broke into it. He went as far as to try to hide his identity by putting a bag over his head.
Well, that's a lot of.
All right.
Yeah.
But unlike most criminals that, whether it's pantyhose or, you know, that's another thing in Hollywood. They put the pantyhose over their head if they're going to rob the bank and blah, blah, blah. This gentleman decided to hide his identity by using a clear plastic bag.
Oh, yeah, that's
a clear bag. Clear plastic bag?
Hence, police now know and have a great idea of what he looks like based on a surveillance video. I mean, there's a video they blow. I mean, you can literally see that he has, you know, dark colored hair and his hair is so long because he's literally puts a clear bag. Clear, crystal clear bag over his head.
Oh my god.
They'll never figure out who I am.
I don't know what to say. Oh yeah, I do. Go figure.
Go figure. True stories about real people being really stupid.
Sunny 101.5, who's this?
This is Ron.
Ron, come on down. You're the next contestant on the Wheel of Me. All right, Ron.
All right.
Now, you're going to win something, you know, regardless. You're going to spin, you're going to win. Now, if you want to double that, you got to pick which one you're going to land on. So,
all right, you ready?
Steve will give you the list here. Go ahead.
Caviar, anchovies, oysters, kipper snacks, potted meat, Spam, liver pate, and pink crab meat.
Okay, Ron, what do you think?
We're going to go with Spam.
Spam. All right, now Tracy went with Spam.
I'm going with oysters, and Steve's going with potted meat.
All right, here
so
we go.
So give it a spin. There we go. Just to prove we're not cheating, we are live on Facebook right now, so everything's on the up and up. We just got a can of Spam!
Are you kidding me? She's won twice.
That is, you know, obviously.
I'm done.
Woohoo!
I'm throwing this thing out.
She won again, and Ron wins not one, but two certificates for Spam from Martin Supermarkets.
Now,
oh, my gosh.
I want to throw out there, too. Potted meat is right next to Spam, so I kind of won, so you should buy me coffee, too.
Yeah, right. Well, way to go. Congratulations. Enjoy your Spam. Have you ever had it?
Oh, yeah. Old school here.
Oh, good. Okay. I cannot believe you won again.
No. I wish the stakes were a little higher, but I'm not complaining.
What are you talking? That's Spam. That's quality ham. That's...
No, she won the coffee.
I won the coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he gets two cans of Spam. Yeah. I get a cup of coffee. But, hey, I'll take it. So I need to go buy a lottery ticket or something. You know what? Honestly, it was just the only thing that came to mind. Uh-huh. You guys are looking at me, and I'm like, what else is on the wheel? Spam. Sure.
You want coffee tomorrow?
Yes.
What kind?
You know me. As unhealthy as it can be. Sugar cookie coffee.
A pastry.
You can listen to Sunny 101.5 at home, at work, in the car, and anywhere in the world. We're streaming online 24 hours a day at sunny1015.com.
Make sure you join us for the Wednesday Jack, Steve, and Tracy show, where someone will be getting a secret call.
Let's hope it's not you.
Yeah. Well, it all ends good. It has a happy ending with our prank call. And we're giving away some great prizes, too. So join us tomorrow, Sunny 101.5.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny101.5.com. Thanks for listening.